We're learning Mishnah Perek Beis Mishnah Yud.
Shvius.
Okay, we really did this yesterday. We're chazing Hadiluin Shekimon Lizera. Okay, diluin melons that you have preserved for the purpose of producing seed. Okay, so the purpose sometimes you preserve it for the purpose of
seeding.
Seed, and sometimes you do, and sometimes you plant for the purpose of eating.
Right.
So if it's a seed, im hukshul lifnei rosh hashana v'nifstu mei oichel adam mutul lekayman b'shvius. If they have hardened before rosh hashana and now they're no longer edible, mutul lekayman b'shvius. You're allowed to use it on shvius. If not also lekayman b'shvius, and if not, it is also. Okay, in other words, if it became already hard, then we're going to go back. We're not going to follow the Zman of Lakita. We're going to follow the Zman of when it takes root. And since it took root, since it already hardened before Rosh Hashanah, so then it does not have the status of Shvius. And if not, also the kind of Shvius is going to be Osir. Okay, let's see over here. Now, Had Tomorrow's Shalohen, Asuros B'Shvius, their berries. The berries of the melons are also b'shvius.
What are berries?
Okay, let's see over here. Let's see. I don't know. Oh, I'm so tired again. I can't understand what's going on.
It's the heat. It does, the heat.
Hukshul. What does it mean? Hukshul means nisyav shuv v'nasu koshin. It dried up and became hard. Also, you're not allowed to perishvius. You're not allowed lanichan lazera. You're not allowed to leave them for seed. Okay, so hadiluin, dilun melon, shekima lazera. You are preserved for the purpose of zera. For zera, imhukshulufne. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. If they became hard before Hashanah, the nifsul meichum mei oichel adam mutar lekayim b'shvius. Vim lav. Let's say they became hard also lekayim b'shvius. Why? Because sheperu shvius also lehanichan lazer. Because peru shvius are subject to a prohibition because melons that have been preserved for the purpose of producing zera is aser. It's also to leave over a melon. It's forbidden to leave over a melon that for its seed in the year of Shemitah. So if these melons became hard during the year of Shemitah, they're forbidden. Okay?
But saying it's no, he's saying over here that it's
Vim Lav. He's going back on also the kind which is going on Vim Lav. If they
right.
became hard during the year of Shemitah.
Yeah.
They became hard
right.
during the year of Shemitah itself.
Hard before,
then it's mutar. If they became hard before Imukshul if Ne Rosh Hashanah, if they became hard before Rosh Hashanah, Vinifsul Me Oichal Adam, then it's mutar kind of the Shemitah.
Right.
But Vim Lav, let's say they became hard. If they became
right,
hard
yes.
during Shemitah, and then also lekayman l'shvius. Why? Why are you not allowed lekayman l'shvius? Because sheperu shvius also lehanichan lazera.
Yeah.
You may think that you may make a mistake and believe the only time you're not allowed to leave over perus for shvius only when it's for the purpose of eating. But if the purpose of leaving over the perus is the purpose of seeds, so you may be misled to believe that it's mutar.
Right.
Kamash malon. It's not kamash malon. It's that if it's being left over for seeds, also going to be also. Now. Hatamaros shalohen. What about the berries? Asur b'shna. What does it mean the tamaros? Hatzitz and the flower. Koidim sheyiftach before the flower opens. Doimel the tamar looks like a berry. Uchamo niktam roishay. And he gives an example from Mishnah Masechta Sukkah. Uchamo we find the same. This expression is found elsewhere. Niktam roishay. If you take a branch, a twig, and you snip off the top of the branch, but also about tamara. And in its place grows a little flower, a little berry, at the tip. The perek lulav of hagazel, that's one translation. So tomorrow over here means the tip. It means basically the tip of the twig. Perishacher, tomorrow's came lulavig of means shoots. Same idea. It means little new sprouts. Little new sprouts that come forth. Either it means the tip of the twig or it means new sprouts, little small sprouts that come forth. So what is the law? Umarbit sin, it says, Hatmaros shalachem asuros b'shvias. Tomorrows of diluin that grow in the year of Shemitah is also, because these things, I guess, have the status of a product which is growing during the year of Shemitah. These little shoots that come forth in the year of Shemitah are going to be also. Good? Is that you good? You happy with that?
The tomorrows, right?
The tomorrows.
These are little shoots?
Yeah. The little shoots.
That come up
during the year of Shemitah.
What do they use these shoots for?
What, I guess they're edible. I guess you can chew them.
Edible flowers?
I don't know. That's what it seems to say. I don't know more than this. Let's see, maybe something on the bottom here. No. Doesn't explain anything more. It means these things, they're fresh, they're not hard. Maybe it means they're edible. They're edible. Hatamaro Shalohen Asuros Bishvis. Oh, there's a parish. Tesayin. Beresh Perek Tezvav. Asuras shvias klama asuras kisviche shvias the perektes. Okay, they're like shoots. Sviche shvias. They're like aftergrowths. I guess these things are going to produce fruit. They themselves are edible. They're very soft. They're soft, so they're edible. Maybe they're edible for animals. They're edible for human beings. They're edible. They're soft. They're very delicious.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So these are asur. Now we go to a new halach. New halach is a marbitzin be'afa lavan. You're allowed to marbitzin. You're allowed to go take a marbitzin. Means a small pail. A small pail be'afa lavan. Afar white on the afar lavan and white afar. What does that mean? Divrei Rebbe Shimon. What does that mean? Marbitzin be'afa lavan. This means say as follows. Mashkin, stay lavan. You're permitted to water a stay lavan. V'chein halacha. Shemaskin, stay lavan. Erev Shvi'is. You're allowed to water a... an empty field. You're allowed to actually water a stilovin in the year of Shemitah. Okay, so you're allowed to water a stilovin erev Shvi'is so that vegetables should grow in the year of Shemitah. Or you're allowed to water a stilovin in the year of Shemitah so that vegetables should grow in the year after Shemitah. Marbitzin, they offer love, and you're allowed to water a field, an empty field. Devei Rebbe Shimon.
Love means empty.
Love means it's.
Doesn't love mean that it's either for beans or for yarukas?
Right, it means that it's not an orchard. It means a field. Kolay, my mashkim stay loving. What is stay loving? Tez Zion. Stay loving is.
That's a different type.
But that's for grain. So what's it called? Love? What's the difference between love? I don't know. What's the difference between love and bal? I don't know the answer. Then we call the stay love. Then we call it stay habal. It says that you're allowed to water stay love on kolaymar. Mashkin stay loving. V'chein alach shemashkin stay loving. Erev shvius kdei sheyetsu lirakos b'shvius. V'loy od elaf shemashkin osa b'shvius kdei sheyetsu lirakos limotzoy shvius. Okay, so you're allowed to water stay loving. Divrei Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimer. Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov says oiser. He says it's forbidden. It's forbidden. You're not allowed to water it in the year of Shemitah. Why not? Why not? Doesn't say why. Just says that it's awesome. Oisrin. Next. The Morrison Boris, you're allowed. The Morrison means to water, but doesn't it mean means to water a lot? It means to water with an abundance, to flood. The Morrison means to flood.
Right.
What are you looking at?
The lighting here.
What, you have a
very
complaint?
Dull. Very dull here. Yeah.
It's dark?
Yeah.
The Morrison Boris, the Shvius, you're allowed to flood rice and Shvius. Rabbi Shimon says, "Avoloi mechaschin." What does he mean, mechaschin? Mechaschin means you're not pull off the twigs. See these twigs, these dead twigs. That is forbidden. Also, chasech, also liktam. What is chasech? Also liktam. Ha'olam mishibolas oiris. You're not allowed to pull off these stalks from these dead branches. The dead branches from the stalks. Liktam ha'olam mishibolas oiris. And the rice kedei lehashpich in order to make it better. The morsi means oiris soich mayim rabim. He has a very big bucket. It's almost as big as this menshala. Yeah. Until the offer gets mixed with the water, Morris means like to need. There's so much water, it's like there's more water than there is earth. That's why it's called Mamaris. What does it say in the Rab? Mamaris, Mashkin off you light a water off Ha'aretz, the earth, Ha'aretz, and Marvim Oysa Mayim, Kemoy Nosnu Mamaris, like Nosnu Mamaris. Okay, it means something over there, you go and you mix it with a lot of water. Avaloy Mechaschin, She'ein Choytchim Ha'olim Eshelo, you want to cut off the branch of the rice, Targum Lo Sizmar. The targum of the word, you may not prune, lo sichsach. The halacha is k'rebi shimon. We pass like Rebbe Shimon. Now you look like you're falling asleep.
Yeah. It's very dark and it's very comfortable to fall asleep. Okay, mimarsin b'oreiz b'shvias.
Mimarsin b'oreiz b'shvias. You're allowed to water the rice. You're allowed to water the rice in shvias. You're allowed to go and you're allowed to go water a lot, flood. You're allowed to flood the rice in the year of Shemitah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Aval Ein Nechaschin, but you're not allowed to pluck off the dead branches.
Okay.
Okay, so now let's chaz the Mishnah Yud. Okay. Mishnah Yud says, Hadiluin melons, Shekimon Lazera, which you have preserved for seed. So what is the halacha? The halacha is, it all depends, Shekimon Lazera. Hadilun shekim lazera, so imhukshu, if it became hard, lifnei Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah, it's now not edible anymore.
And it's no longer edible.
V'nifsu me'ochel adam, and it's no longer edible. Then mutu l'kayim b'shvius, you're allowed to. And it's no longer edible, it became hard, and it's no longer edible, then fine, mutl kam mishvias. If not, let's say it's still soft, and now shvias surviving, also lekaiman mishvias, you may not preserve, you have to destroy it. It has to be removed, because you're not allowed to preserve melons for the purpose of seed in the year of Shemitah. Not only are you not allowed to do this for food consumption, maybe food is mutl, because food you can eat it at least. You're allowed to eat, you're allowed to do business. You're allowed to eat in the year of Shemitah. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You're allowed to eat. The only thing you're allowed to do is you're not allowed to have seed. Avi, imlav, also kind of shvias. You're not allowed to kind of shvias because it has turned hard. Now, hatamaros, shelohem. What about the berries or the tips? The tips of the shoots of these melons. Asurois bashvias are forbidden in the year of Shemitah. You're allowed to pour water on Ofer Lavan. It is. You're allowed to pour water on Ofer Lavan when. So it's still the Kloimar. You're allowed to water in advance. Does not mean you're allowed to water it. In the Shemit itself. But you're allowed to water it in Erev Shvias, even though the benefit will be reaped in the year of Shemitah, even though the fruit will grow during the year of Shemitah. You're allowed to water it in Shemitah when you know that the water will cause the vegetables to grow after Shemitah. Mutul Hashkos Sasod the Erev Shvias, Kadesh Yetzu Yerokos B'Shvias, V'chim Mutul Hashkos Sasod the B'Shvias, Kadesh Yetzu Yerokos L'Motzoy Shvias. Okay, so that's Marbit. Marbit means a small amount of water. Dev Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Lez Ben Yaakov, Oimer, Hail Lez Ben Yaakov says, Oy said it's forbidden. Next, Mimar Sin, you're allowed to soak with Bo'erez Meshvias, rice. Do you like to eat rice? Bo'erez Meshvias, Rabbi Shimon Omer says, you're allowed to have water. When you talk about rice, the term we use for water is the word Mimar Sin, because Mimar Sin means to flood. It means so much water, there's more water than there is of the other thing. Rabbi Shimon ben Omer, Rabbi says, but you're not allowed to pluck off the dead branches. You're allowed to water, but you're not allowed to pluck off the dead branches. Okay, are we good with this?
Yep.
Okay. Now we go to Paragimel. When do we bring out zvolim fertilizer to the ashpatois? When are we allowed to bring out fertilizer to the garbage? When Mishayifsuku Oivde Avoida, when they stop working, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Let's take a look at the picture over here. It says, "In Vasayim, what since the Nashbais, Derech Oivde Adam Olichnais Hazevel still to gather Zevel, Mokim Echad, the Oisah Sham Ashik, a garbage dump. gedoyla ad shehu mifazroi, until you disperse it, until you're ready to disperse in the field to fertilize the field. So you collect the scant, all of the fertilizer, you collect it in one location, yeah? To one location. Until you're ready to disperse in the field. Those who are in violation of the law. People should not say he's from the people who do averus. People should not be choishes. It's not good for shidduchim. People are going to say that you know avera. You want to do a shidduch with this guy? This guy, he plants, he works the land during Shemitah. It's not good for your reputation, for your sterling reputation. People should see that you do these things. So therefore, you have to wait until all of the oivrei avera are finished. That all the people who are not concerned with the halacha, they are finished. So now you're allowed to go bring it out, even though it's the year of Shemitah. It's the year of Shemitah. You're allowed to go pile up this zevel, all the fertilizer. Right? The animal is busy producing fertilizer, and there comes a point in time where you want to go and take all the fertilizer out into the field and leave it there as a big pile. So you're now going to bring it out to the field and leave it in a big pile until the people who are finished to doing the averos, they're done. Because if you start doing it, let's say in Yeshua, let's say people who go and they harvest, they go and they do averos. So by the time it comes January, they're finished. So after January, if you go and you bring out the fertilizer in February into the field, no one's going to accuse you of doing an averos of working later during Shemitah. Because at this point in time, it's futile. It's not the time to go work the land. It's already too late to work the land this time of the year. So you have to wait until the season is over, the season of the Oivrei Avera. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You're tuning out.
I'm listening.
To work the land, also before they finish, people should not say that this individual is from the Oivrei Avera. And he's taking out the fertilizer to be Mizavel's field. That's why we have an our text. We do not have our text Oivrei Avera. We have the Oivdei Avoida. Vishom Shakosim Oivdei Avoida. The he it's the same thing. It doesn't make a difference. Okay, so Memusai Motzin Zol Ashpatis. When are you allowed to take out fertilizer to the field and pile it up? You have to wait until the people stop doing Averis. Mishayivsuku Oivdei Avoida or Oivra Avera.
Why is that when you take out stuff to the Ashpatis? I don't get it.
Because you don't want Chashad. Over here, the Mishnah is teaching you a Yesod of Maris Ayin. Okay, it's teaching you a sugya.
Yeah, the Maris Ayin, how?
Because there are people who go out and they work the field. No. The year, they don't care about Shemitah.
So
they only work the field until a certain point in time, for the first 3 months. Make believe. They only work the field for the first 3 months of the year. Shemitah begins, they have Tishrei, Cheshvan, and Kislev.
Yeah.
So there are people who don't follow the halacha. Yeah. They go out and they plow the field, they work the field,
no.
they plant the field, mm-hmm. and they do this for the first 3 months of the year. So if you are going to go and take out fertilizer and pile it up in the middle of the field, and during the first 3 months of the field, people are going to accuse you, they're going to be choshed that you are from the Oivdei Avera. So therefore you have to wait until these 3 months are over. So Tishrei, Cheshvan, and Kislev, and now all the people who do Averis, they're done, they've already done their thing. Now,
but you're allowed to take care of the field during, you're just not allowed to eat it
No, they're very limited.
You're not allowed to do anything to the
no,
fruits.
No, you're limited. Okay, that we have yet to learn. We have 8 more, we have 7 more prachim to learn what exactly you can do, what you can't do. In Echnaim, we'll come to that a little bit later on. But right now...
But whatever also work that's being done is being done, and it's only done in the first 3 months.
Right. So if you people... Now, what you're doing is 100% mutter. To take fertilizer and put fertilizer in the middle of the field is 100%. The problem over here is marasign, even though it's mutter. People are not going to realize what you're doing.
Think you're going to work in the field.
The thing, therefore, you have to be chayish marasign.
So you have to
wait until... It says, mishayivash hamosoik. Now, what does that mean? Mishivash hamosoik, here is mishivash hazevel. You have to wait until it becomes dry. Mutlo itzilash hashavas. You have to wait until it becomes dry. Right, when it's moist, it's gooey. That's when all the bugs. That's when all the bugs come. Well, you don't want me to elaborate?
So it has nothing to do with the ivory affair.
Right. Well, let's see the Rav. Mishivash mishiyah yavesh hazevel shnoisin misikal aperis. The reason why fertilizer is called masuk sweet. Because they give sweetness. See the Musa Haskell?
Come on.
When the mosok, the fertilizer, comes, when the sweetness becomes dry, then it's mutter. Why is it mutter? I guess that maybe at that point no one's going to accuse you. I guess Mishivash Hazevel. No one's going to accuse you. Mishivash Hazevel, another parish. Paragimel, Mishnah Aleph, Al Perish Beis, Barav. Oh, here's another parish. Mishivash Hazevel, Paris. Let's go by it. Let's see item. Rabbi Yisrael, I mean, Mishayikoshar. What does it Mishayikoshar? Doesn't say what it means. Let's see the Rav. Mishayishakash kishemaskel lehisi, when it begins to become dry. Mishayishkoshar means it begins. When it begins to get hard, that's when it is mutter for you to bring the fertilizer out into the field. It does not have to be Mishayavesh totally. It's good mishayir koshar. See the difference? Mishayavish means when it's totally dry. And the word mishayir koshar means when it begins to become dry. There are different madregot. Got it?
Yeah.
There are different madregot. There's when it's mamish dry, and then when it's beginning, it becomes dry. Kishemaskil lehisyabesh. Misave becomes thick. Venase kisharim nats. Ukraivim the very Malio Shavim and the both Perushim Mishiyavesh and Mishkasha are very similar. When Yishalmi Mufarish, Yishalmi it says, Mishiyavesh Amasuk Sadokin Shebebeka, it means when the earth gets cracks. Kishamotu Yard Mikishamotu Yared Mismalim Mayim, when rain comes down, it fills up with water. The ena misyavshem el yachar zman sadokin shebebeka, cracks in the field kishamoto yored mit mismalimayim, when rain descends the field gets filled with water, the ena misyavshem, and it does not dry up el bad liachar zman vinikrim, it's called mosuk al shem moskoy loy ragvei nachal. The rag v'nachal, the streams of the valley make it sweet. I'm not sure what that means. Let's take a look at what it says over here in the parish. Mishyevish amasuk. This is according to the parish base in the Rav. Paragil Mishnah Aleph. Mishyavshu ha-sedakim. When the cracks become dry. Shebesade. When the cracks, after it rains, the water fills up. And when the cracks in the field get dry. It's the time of the year. It's the time of the year when the cracks of the field dry up. Let's see that again one more time. Let's see. It says Yisham Mefarish. It means Mishiyavish Hamasuk. It means Sadokim Shebeka. There are cracks in the field. Kisha Hamata Yared. When the water rain descends, Mismalimayim, water fills up. The Eina Misyavshim. Does not get dry. Elabot Liachar Zman. When you come, they're called Moskoy. It's called Sweet Al Shem Moskoy. Moskoloi Ragve Nachal. The Ragve Nachal got sweet. Okay? Moskoy, it means, just basically means, it means when it dries up. It's Chaz the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, at what point in time are you allowed to go and bring out the fertilizer to the field? There should not be marasayim. Divrei, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda says, when the masak, when the fertilizer dries, that's one parish. When it dries, second parish is when the field, the cracks in the field dry up. There are cracks in the field, and it fills up with water, and when those cracks in the field dry up, Mishayavshu hasadakim, the cracks.
So it's two
perushim.
Yeah, one is when either when the zvalim dries up,
or it means when the cracks in the earth dry up.
Okay.
Mishayivash hamasoik. So either we're calling the fertilizer sweet, delicious. Delicious.
Yeah.
It has such a delicious fragrance.
Mishayi
kosher. Kosher means when it gets hard. Hard. When the fertilizer doesn't have to get mamish dry, like a rock, when it gets hard.
It doesn't show
the second parish, Mishri Kosher. And he explained, Mishri Kosher means Kishamas, it doesn't mean when it's mamish dry. It means when it begins to get dry. Kishamas Hili Hisyavesh. When it begins to get dry. Mitzabe. Okay, I said this before, you were not paying attention.
Yeah.
It gets thick. Vanasek Kishorim, and it makes knots. The texture of the fertilizer is kashrim, the kurim with Liyoshavim, and this, both perishim are very similar. The perish of
it's close
interpretation, close in time. Okay, so we did Mishnah Aleph. What time is it now? No, I have to go davening. This is ridiculous because every day I start davening so late. No, I have to look what time I have to start davening.
Okay.
It's too late.